Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, June 19th, 2010, for those who are listening to the archives in the future. But for today, I thought I'd give kind of a solstice orientation. This energy is coming up at this time of the year. It's going to be actually Monday, I believe, depending on where you are on the earth. But I thought I would address some of the keynotes for those who celebrate solstice. And some of these keynotes are dealing with what's going on with the planetary energies at this unique time in cosmic history. And, of course, I'll be addressing cosmic love as a framework for those coordinates that reference these energies. Those who have listened to my show before are aware that I quite often give a lot of links in the articles that I provide on the BBS homepage and introducing the show and the archives. And I've done the same today. There at the top of my show information, it's the information that I've keyed in for this show is part of a series of programs I've done before, other shows, and other articles with numerous links that key into the understanding of the emerging blueprint for a golden age. And how we're going to have a golden age, we're going to have it on the etheric if we don't have it on the physical. Of course, the idea is to anchor it here on Earth as in heaven as in the etheric. But today, this is the seventh in a series of lessons or programs that I've done on this subject of cosmic love in terms of the keynotes, coordinates of cosmic law in form and frequency. And so this is what's referred to as the Keepers of the Frequency series. And this is number seven. You can actually click on that link at the top of the BBS page introducing this show. And you can get an in-depth article that I'll be going through. Some of the talking points I'll be referencing is the understanding of the quantum shift of energies, the planet this time, at this time in the morphic fields of the Earth, and how this is the portent for either a mass awakening or a mass wake. And it's not really either or. Man has free will, so anything is possible. It can be anywhere in between. And because of the uniqueness of this time, which I'll be going into the show, we're talking about over the next year, the unique energetics of the galaxy. As our solar system crosses the galactic plane of all the stellar bodies in our Milky Way galaxy, which is a huge cycle of like 25,800 years, and as we come to zero point over this next year of alignment, this is according to Joseph Kalaman, one of the foremost authorities on the Mayan calendar. It's not really 2012 where the zero point occurs. It will be over this next year, and I have links referencing that if you read the article. So this is pretty much my orientation for summer solstice celebration. I might say an action plan for the Aquarian dispensation. And without further ado, I'm going to go into it. The subject largely is the golden rule in mind and heart will prevail. When I say golden rule, I'm referring to cosmic love, of course. And this is, you might say, at this time of the year, during the quarterly cycles of the Earth with the equinox and the solstices, historically it has been a time of shift in the energies of the seasons, the shift in the energies of the Earth, that the ancients regarded as a sacred time for tuning into or otherwise focusing on the shift, and the focusing with ritual, invocation, song, dance, the original meaning, the pure intention of this time has been a window energetically for referencing or otherwise centering with the shift process. And this process is what the show Cosmic Love is about, largely. And again, those who have listened to the show before are familiar with the themes that I reference. And I'll be going into that. As the veil thins, to 0 point at an accelerated rate on the current timeline through this next year. The end of time, as we have known it, a new beginning of time, is fast approaching. And this is a huge, huge shift. And it's prudent to be cognizant of the nature of this shift and prepare consciousness accordingly. Now, the preface to this show and the article that I provided was the last show, Networks of Grace Emerging, and that was KOF number 6, or Keepers of the Frequency number 6 in the series that I've provided, and I provided a link there at the top of the page. You can see all 7 of the programs that I've done on this subject of cosmic law and language in form and frequency, with the understanding of cosmic love as the framework and the spirit and the intent of that universal law language. And the whole theme of this is that the new order of the millennial golden age will co-create these networks of grace that are emerging, call it amazing grace. The spirit of the Holy Spirit of grace will perform it, and the nature of that performance is an individual thing. And, again, that's what we'll be going into. So the constitution of this cosmic love, universal law language, is the framework for a new global net reality that's coming into alignment with universal cosmic law, universal language, universal energies, whether we know it or like it or not. There is a framework of reality that we're about to come face to face over this next year, and this is going to be quite a ride. And when I say a new global net reality will be emerging of a more enlightened nature, this is the light or the nature of sacred conscience. And honoring the sacred, again, has been historically, anciently, the focus of the solstice equinox celebrations. And it's really tuning into the shift of energies, not just in the seasons, but bringing into context the larger cosmic energies, the astrology, psychology. And in this case, the shift of the morphic energies of the entire planet as our solar system crosses the galactic plane. So again, this is a huge subject. It's really the core of the subject is the language, the light of sacred conscience. As James Madison, the chief architect of the Constitution, said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. Now, you can't legislate morality. All you can do is create an environment or a framework in which it can thrive. And that's the intention of my creation of the love model, pure geometry, frames of reference for the spirit of the law, and the balance of form and frequency is the understanding of light language, you might say. Light is language is a form, and light is a frequency, and conscience is the fruit of it. So I'm kind of storying around the subject, but most people are more interested in what things will look like sooner or later, where this thing is going, this movement, the shift of energies, the shift of consciousness, and what will transpire. And basically, as this shift occurs, as we reach 0 point, the human race will not need to be organized because divine order will naturally rule. And how that will come about may seem a mystery or a paradox, but the new paradigm of existence will not need to be babied and coddled. It'll be intuitive. It'll be understood. It'll be framed in the mind, felt in the heart. It'll resonate in the body and birthed into time and space through a proactive frequency. Again, we're talking about an energetic quantum universe, and the whole or Holy Spirit of love and action, as in frequently, will perform it. And this requires transcending all BS as a belief system, and to have an archetypal knowing, and again, knowing of the archetypes of consciousness and the archetypal paths to knowing. And these paths to intuitive knowing will prevail. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the subject that we're moving from our civilization, particularly Western civilization, is the context I'm speaking from, is moving from a dominant left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, structured frame of reference that is, as we speak, disintegrating or evolving, and we see Western civilization, a lot of our institutional structures coming apart. And it's moving towards a whole new reintegration, and the key to this will be beyond structure. It's moving from, you might say, the left brain linear to the right brain nonlinear intuitive principle, the principle of a father to the principle of mother, moving from patriarchal to matriarchal values. And again, how this will happen is not foreordained or etched in stone. Mankind has free will. Anything is possible. But the understanding of this process, this huge shift in energies and consciousness, is the beginning of wisdom. And there is a preparation that goes on in the processes of consciousness itself with the understanding of the language of cosmic love in both form and frequency. In frequency, we're talking about the frequency of holy compassion, whereby love rules. In form, we're talking about the angles, the law of the angles of God as geometrically ordered divinity. And again, this is the framing with the law of the angles of the language of the angels. And this is between the lines is the most sacred property of conscience that will perform it. And there's nothing, you might say, that reboots consciousness or, you know, enlightened conscience or focused conscience as adversity, the challenges of reality. And we'll be having lots of those over this next year. Those who have studied the mysteries of God, the mysteries of the human divine perception in this dense octave of physical incarnation, are well aware how our limited perceptions of time and space are relative to our belief systems regarding calendar systems, the cycles of life, cultural constructs, and the unique time, place, coordinates of one's birth and upbringing. So there's this process that goes on, understanding, you know, the mysteries of it all, and all that is real, that, I mean, ultimately real, with the spirit that matters. There's this process that goes on between nature and nurture. You have all these cultural constructs, as they say, and systems of keeping time or calendar system. And our way of seeing things is a function of our astrology or our psychology, which are the coordinates of our birth and upbringing. And there's nothing that challenges that our belief systems, let's call it BS as a belief system, other than nothing challenges more other than the adversity, where we have to be very congruent with what's real. And if we're looking at the calendar systems, the most sophisticated cosmological timekeeping system known to man, the Mayan calendar, is the deeper truth behind what's going to be going on over this next year. I mean, we're approaching zero point in a huge convergence of cycles within cycles, time cycles, numerous cycles within cycles that are all converging over this next year. And this is a huge window of opportunity with all the challenges that will be presented. And this deeper truth behind the quantum shift will not only be in the shift in consciousness that's about to occur, but there will be physical earth changes. And whether those physical earth changes, whether that will be a more or less harmonious transition or a cataclysmic transition, is interdependent on the morphic grids of consciousness as affect the morphic grids of the earth. And everyone's belief systems, or BS, will be challenged by the galactic shift over the next year. And this is because of not just the alignment of our solar system with the photon belt of energies in the galactic plane of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy, but also because of Planet X's arrival at the same time as the alignment takes place over this next year. And for those who haven't studied or know of Planet X, I provide links in that article. And the links in the article are in reference to the key word for links to that understanding of Planet X and what's really going on. Throughout the article, I've coded that understanding with links regarding knowing what's going on. So the keywords are knowing in capital letters throughout that article. If you click on that, you might say that's a coded gateway or portal into the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. So what we're looking at is a quantum shift in the morphic fields of the Earth. And in a more perfect world, all BS aside, a quantum awakening with a global revolution in higher consciousness warrants divine intercession with mitigation of cataclysmic earth changes. And a year ago, I was hopeful enough to propose a comprehensive systemic solution to some deeply entrenched status quo institutions that an article that I've got linked at greatreboot.com. And you can actually type that in, greatreboot.com, and you can see what I'm referring to as far as the type of mass institutional change and core institutions that would basically guide the shift and harmonize the grids of consciousness and earth energies along the path of mitigation. But since then, since a year ago, it's become self-evident, at least to me, that there's the type of organized greed and corruption that continues to sabotage civilization while destroying the life support systems of Earth. And that's going to stop one way or the other. It's become a matter of survival for all sentient life on Earth. This platform of evolution for all kinds of life forms is being not just severely challenged, but it's whether you look at the oil spill or the insanity, the blood spills in the Middle East, you can come to the same conclusion that something's got to change. So basically, it's come to a point of do or die for light and love. Either a global revolution in higher consciousness now goes mainstream with a quantum awakening to heal our planetary platform for evolution, or by default, there will be cosmic consequences. It's all connected. I mean, you can't separate the actions of humans on Earth that are desecrating the planet to consequences in the short or the long term. And we're looking over this next year, one way or the other, there's going to be a cosmic reboot to restore the first principles of divine order on Earth. This is some serious stuff, I know. So I like the quote in this regard by Glenda Green from her book, Jesus Speaks, Love Without End. And that's an amazing book that are actually, as she took a series, ongoing conversations and transcriptions from Jesus. Glenda Green is a famous painter, extraordinary painter whose artwork is world-renowned. And she actually began these communications with the living presence of Christ. And that book is one of my favorite books, Jesus Speaks, Love Without End. And it's just amazingly deep and profound in many regards of understanding the human conundrum. And one of her quotes is that humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. This is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented and the choices will be made. And that was written, I think, about a decade ago. And it's more true now than ever before. We're really looking at a time of massive change over this next year on a scale that has no historical precedent, although it does have antecedents in the prehistoric events of Atlantis and Lemuria. And at this time of quantum shift over this next year, everything in the Earth's morphic fields is being affected. And those who understand the breakthrough research on quantum reality are well aware that the morphic fields defined by our collective consciousness has a direct impact on the morphogenic fields affecting the weather and even the grids of Earth energies that affect the tectonic plates of the physical Earth. So the greatest mysteries of God in man, as transforms man into divine love, are veiled in paradox. There's not much time left in a linear left-brain logic sense, but there's plenty of time as mother, the right-brain non-linear sense, as can nurture the intuitive knowing appropriate to each one's soul contract and divine destiny. Everyone came in with a soul contract and has a divine destiny, and no one can tell you what that is except your own higher self under your own vine and fig tree, the expression grows, under your own mighty I am presence, your own higher self mediating its relationship with your soul knowing. So at this time, over this next year, there are portents for either a mass awakening or a mass wake. It could go either way, and it could go both ways. There's, like I say, it's not foreordained or etched in stone. Mankind has free will. Anything is possible. But either way, the changes that we will see over the next year are far more fundamental than those that accompanied the agricultural revolution. And those changes took thousands of years. These changes that we'll see are far more reaching than the changes of industrialization, which took nearly three centuries to transpire. And they are far more profound than the computer internet revolution over the last 30 years. Global civilization will be transformed. Big time, one way or the other. So, the spiritual polarity of collective human consciousness has indeed shifted before, triggering a reversal of the Earth's magnetic field, a shifting in the position of the poles, and a great deal of destruction. It's happened before. We know the stories of Atlantis, and some people know the stories of Lemuria. However, that was a shift from consciousness to the subconscious. And this is critical to understand how there's been like a collective forgetting of those records. And there's this shift from what was an awakened consciousness to the subconscious. A lot of those records are untouchable, and dark forces have suppressed the memory of golden ages. They've suppressed a lot of technologies, not only of the physical but of the spiritual, the law of the angels, the language of the angels, etc. So now we will see this subconscious orientation in fear replaced by conscious orientation in love. This is the nature of the big shift that's about to happen. And for many people, this will be cataclysmic, at least in consciousness, because a lot of their cherished illusions that hold them in fear, and you might say in the fear matrix, will be confronted with an energetic shift whereby survival will be this intuitive knowing of a soul nature, of a conscious nature, that will create a sudden release of power as the polarity of the collective human emotional field shifts from outer to inner orientation. And this can't be avoided, or will not be avoided, no matter how smoothly we seek to guide the transition. In other words, this is a collective initiation, and the grids of collective consciousness and the morphic grids of the Earth, and this is going on as has never in our recorded history gone on over this next year. And this evolution revolution into the Aquarian dispensation is by nature, as I said, a collective initiation. Individually, different people will respond to it differently, with different soul contracts, with different divine destinies. But as the wise old Ben Franklin said regarding the American Revolution, either we all hang together, or most assuredly we will all hang separately. We will either see, as I said, mass awakening, or by default, a mass wake. So the inner sense of Aquarian law and language will eventually rule a new innocence. This shift from the outer sense to the inner sense with a new innocence. And the ordained power of love in a millennial Aquarian golden age will manifest. How much it manifests in the physical and how much in the etheric, and whether people are transitioning from the physical to the etheric, or whether they are able to stick it out here in the physical and anchor it in the physical plane, that's a question. And it will be different with different soul contracts. But this power shift, you might say, will check and balance the inordinate love of power, the inordinate love of power that we see in the world today, that has corrupted civilization. It will level the playing field, you might say. So I'll be going into that concept of leveling the playing field, but the subject that I would emphasize is keeping the frequency keeping the frequency of divine law, language, keeping the frequency of joy, violet flame, Holy Spirit, love and action, and how important it is, really important, for the keeping of the frequency of divine cosmic love. So this Holy Spirit of love in action is combined as a violet frequency. And there are many authors on this subject of the violet flame, the violet frequency, through invocation, visualization, meditation, mediation, consecration to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a frequency, it has a color, and it is the violet frequency. This is the signature known to heavenly realms, whereby the law of the angles of God, or geometrically ordered divinity, frames the language of the angels of love, of pure intention. And you can say this is the blending of the blue and the pink, of law and language, in form and frequency, of action and harmony. And there's no security without this purity. This purity of the vital flame, the Holy Spirit. And in the larger scheme of soul evolution, the survival and thrival of the soul is the core issue that really centers and connects with this theme of whole, healthy, holistic, or otherwise Holy Spirit. If you believe you will be saved from what's coming by cherished delusion and self-absorbed delusions of all as well, dream on. Because survival of the body as well as the spirit is at issue. But in the end, we all die sooner or later. So the core issue remains, in the meantime, that still small voice of conscience. As the conscientious common sense that each soul takes as lessons from this life to the next. And that's the only thing we take with us, is the record, the momentum of our conscience. So eternal progression with the lessons of life ultimately arrives at this conclusion, that it's all a matter of mind over matter with the spirit that matters. How we perceive time with pure intention naturally matters in the space of our lives, focusing attention on one's evolutionary ascension. And that requires a full spectrum conscience, the presence process, I refer to it, to basically do a life reading from the perspective of the frequency of holy compassion, or the frequency, the violet flame frequency, the frequency of the Holy Spirit. And it helps to keep a sense of humor with all this, keeping a level-headed spirit while others may be losing their heads. And for example, I provided an article on this number 7th issue, the Keepers of the Frequency issue, an article by Steve Behrman. And for those who you're familiar with him, he has an excellent website, and I provided a link to his articles and his information in his website. And he's a master at using humor to address the issue of serious issues of the hour. And this article he provides is humorous, but it's not funny, really, in a sense, but he does it with humor. And when he explains, or the way he explains, that the oil spill and the blood spill in the Middle East, you might say, is the same problem with the same solution. He has a humorous way of using words, and it's good to keep a sense of humor. Those who can see the auras and people know that when there's the spirit or the flame of joy in the human aura, it has a violet frequency. So we're back to that subject of the Holy Spirit in form and frequency, where it is on the color spectrum, it's that violet band, And the frequency of that is the frequency of joy, the frequency that you get with from good humor. So each and all of us go to where we're coming from, building on the momentums of mastery that fulfills the law of being, to be in God, love, Holy Spirit, love without end, etc. And the everlasting nature of such being transitions the human to the divine. And heaven knows that there are no human solutions to human problems. Only divine solutions make the great as eventually graduates with flying colors, full spectrum conscience. That's KOF lesson number 3. I go into the subject of full spectrum conscience. So I'm going into metaphorically a concept here of piloting your plane as we align with the galactic plane. So you can graduate with flying colors as you pilot your plane through the galactic plane. So think of your ship of state, your all-connected net reality, or your full-spectrum conscience, you might say, as an aircraft. And an airplane needs a right wing and a left wing to fly. To turn left, the right wing must rise. An example is the Bushwhackers or 9/11 and how that happened. Witness the fruit of right-wing madness on fear-based terror war mania following 9/11. And the point being that power without constitutional principle is currently bankrupting global civility. Now, to turn right, the left wing must rise. And witness how the Obama nation has been doing that. Witness how social conscience has been co-opted by corporate interests. How, and that article link under where I reference corporate interests, is, you might say, the supreme coup, how the Supreme Court has been taken over, you might say, by a majority who has given individual rights to corporations with unlimited funding to affect our elections. Some of you may have read about that. If you haven't, you can read about that in the link I've provided. Again, we see how power without constitutional principle bankrupts civility. Now, to fly the ship of state straight, the wings must be balanced, you might say, with level-headed discernment. Bipartisan politics goes off course, becomes bipolar, when power struggles lack constitutional integrity. The inordinate love of power banks on win-lose competition, and the powerless are made to lose. The ordained power of love levels the wingtips. Win-win cooperation provides rules for all. Now, the more sophisticated the operating system for the ship of state, the greater the need for conscience at the heart of the guidance system. When mast-to-mast telecommunications, and there's a link on that which goes into great detail on the concept, what I mean by mast-to-mast telecom. And when that mediates our global net reality conscience, then we will see level flying of the ship of state into a future we all want. Love rules when integrity rules. The good pilot will make it so. And in the Aquarian dispensation, we're all pilots with love. So this is a metaphoric orientation to the concepts that will be flying the ship of state, you might say, individually and collectively. And again, I remember this is a collective initiation in Aquarius. The Aquarian principles are regarding social networks, social conscience. That's a collective initiation. So in the end of time, as we have known, it is fast approaching, and only a global revolution in higher consciousness of, by, and for the power of love will warrant the divine intervention of a higher power now available to all as the veil thins at an accelerated rate on the 2010-2011 timeline to zero-point alignment. And there are issues, again, that it's better to believe nothing and either know or not know. And again, the keyword knowing I've underlined and hyperlinked to go into more specifics on what's coming over this next year that you want to know about. And you want to know about to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And depending on your individual soul contract, that'll have relevance. So the point being is that a whole new order of the ages will begin when enough good people do enough. Freedom and love beat slavery to dark side forces that would keep you willfully ignorant. It's better to know better and do better than not. So we all have the power of choice to make a difference, which is the difference that the power of love makes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this is an extraordinary time with unprecedented opportunity to either win stripes for your ascension or by default forfeit the sacred conscience that a higher power grants you. Are you ready for an evolution revolution? If so, consider the information on the Great Reboot, as the Great Mother nurtures or otherwise cultures global holistic healing with a new common sense. That's the high road. And by God's grace, enough good people will do enough to make a difference to mitigate the worst portents that many people are talking about through 2012, and more specifically, I'm saying, over this next year. So that's going to be a wrap for this show. See you in a couple weeks. Happy trails until we meet again. And if you have a question, keep in touch. Got my email address and look forward to being in touch. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.